No, scherzo.
The number one sports talk duo on Utah's number one sports talk. It's the Bill and OC Show, presented by SportsMakeUtah.com. And it's only on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700 and ESPN 700 Sports.com. Don't you know that how hard is the truth?
Bill and OC Show. I told you songs sometimes elicit, you know, music has that effect on you where it elicits a time in your life, a place you were, an event. This song for me, the movie is Manhunter. Michael Mann movie, mid-80s. It was the pre-Silence of the Lambs movie. Great movie. Outstanding movie. You've never seen it, have you?
No.
Did you like Silence of the Lambs? Do you like scary movies? Thrillers, yeah. Mysteries?
Yes.
I would tell you, find Manhunter. Not the song by Hall & Oates, which is a terrible song. Horrible song. Talking about the movie, William Peterson, How to Live and Die in L.A., the original guy on CSI, the original CSI. Brian Cox, Joan Allen. Dennis Farina.
Brian Cox, the former linebacker?
No, not the guy from the Miami Dolphins, the actor. Plays Hannibal Lecter.
Awesome cowboy collar.
1986. This was in a very key scene in the movie.
Wait.
And I got a DeVita.
You say Anthony Hopkins is in it?
No. Hopkins is not.
Someone else is playing Hannibal.
It's a movie before Silence of the Lambs. It's the prequel. The original book is called Manhunter, then morphed into Silence of the Lambs.
All right, I'm going to see it.
It's good. Very good.
By the way...
But you'll hear this song, and it got a DeVita in it.
Every time we bring our next guest on, Gore, you've got to queue up in a Gata DeVita.
You're going to have to explain to 22-year-old Fanny Cavita why in a Gata DeVita is now his walk-up song on the Bill and O.C.
Show. Because his name fits into the chorus.
Okay.
In a Fanny Cavita, you know what I mean? Fanny Cavita's not a name that you can work into a lot of songs easily.
It's true.
But you can do it in that song.
Hey, Fanny, is your name? Have you ever heard In a Gata DeVita or your name associated with that song in your life?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Well, first time for everything.
OC's Fanny. Trying to make it your new walk-up song. Pride of Highland High School and Clemson University, and now a proud member of Real Salt Lake. Fanny Cavita with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you like living your dream right now? Local kid. The local pro soccer team drafts you. You're thinking, okay, maybe I'll play for the Monarchs. Now you're up. You're getting get your first start with the senior club. This has got to be a fun year for you.
Yeah, it started off pretty well so far, so I'm excited. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so with the start, you know, how things are going right now, what's the most important thing for you to do to keep that momentum going, to make sure that it stays fun?
Just stay healthy and continue to work to improve every single time.
Do you feel like you're doing that right now? Do you feel like you're kind of doing what you need to do? Do you feel like that you know improving every day? Do you feel like you're kind of going out and doing what you need to do?
Yeah, training with these guys, you're obviously going to improve because these guys are very good, obviously. And just trying to make myself better every day, trying to stay after training and do little extra work. But once you do that, you eventually improve. So just continue to do that, and I'm sure I'll improve.
Is there any extra pressure when you're a homegrown product, not only because you're a Highland High School guy, but you're from the RSL Academy system, and there's so much, I feel like, there's so much pressure for organizations to get results out of those programs, and you are potentially a success story from that. Does that add pressure to you, or do you like it?
I like pressure. It helps me to work harder. The pressure is good. Coming from the academy, obviously, they have a good program down there, so it's not really any pressure. It's just, and if there is pressure, I try to take it to a positive and continue to grow.
Fanny Kavita with us, RSL Defender, homegrown product, and we mentioned Highland High School grad. When you were at Highland, I mean, obviously RSL was here. You're not that old, for goodness sake. So when you were wearing that Rams jersey and running around that field over there in Sugar House, did you? I mean, was that the goal for you? Was that your goal at some point? Hey, I'd love to be down at Rio Tinto Stadium. I'd love to play for this team. Or was that just like an out of the ordinary dream, or was that really like a goal for you?
Growing up has always been a dream to play professional soccer. And playing at Highland, it kind of was, but it wasn't to an extent. As I continue to get older, obviously I was like, all right, I'm taking this seriously and I'm training a lot more. So this is the goal. If I want this to be the goal, I got to make a lot of sacrifices. So once I got junior year, early sophomore, end of sophomore year, I took it a lot seriously, and I thought, oh, maybe this could be possible, so I just continued to work hard.
How often with your size and athleticism were you recruited in high school to go play other sports and to distract yourself from soccer and be try out for that? At Highland, you got a great rugby team, you got a quality football team, you've got a basketball team that's had success. I would imagine they were always after you.
Yeah, yes, it was funny. My football coach always asked to play football, continued to ask me to play football. So I was like, all right, one summer I decided to stay in shape and play football. And it actually worked out pretty well. And then my freshman year, I always wanted to play every sport while I was in high school, even though soccer was my main sport. And I decided, all right, I'll play all these sports just to stay in shape for soccer. So I did basketball, I did also wrestling, and then football as well, but it was a lot of fun.
It's funny you mention that, because we were having that discussion a couple of days ago on the show. Today it seems like, Fanny, that people are always wanting kids when they're 10 or 11 or 12 years old to focus on just one sport. You've got to play soccer, you've got to play baseball, or you've got to play basketball. And both OC and I came from a little bit different era, because we're a little older than you, where you played a lot of different sports, and we always found that it kind of helped you with footwork or your agility or whatever it was to help that. Did you find that too? Did you find that playing those other sports maybe made you a little bit better soccer player?
Definitely, especially football. It was a lot of work. During the summer, we had 3 a-days, 2 a-days, and I was still also training for soccer, and it kept me in great shape, especially with footwork. Playing these other sports, I enjoyed basketball, and basketball was a lot of fun. Learning plays and all that I enjoyed it myself, but it definitely helped for soccer.
All right, so what sport outside of soccer were you best at? Like, you went to Clemson to play soccer. Could you have gotten a scholarship if you focused on basketball or football instead?
Football, I was a couple of coaches talked to me actually after my junior year of training sessions and all that. But I think if I could have focused on football a bit, I could have done it. It's just working hard. If you set your mind to something, I'm sure you can achieve it.
Talking to Fanny Kavita of Real Salt Lake, he's a local kid who is just having a great season, not only with the Monarchs, but what was it like last week? How did you find out you were making your first ever start in Major League Soccer?
It was the training. The training before the game. So the game was on Saturday. On Friday, when we usually have our meetings, is when I found out. I was so excited. It was hard for me to even sleep the night before, just because I was so excited. I was like, wow, this is my dream. I've always wanted to play here. This is the team that I've been watching since I was a kid. So I was just, it was so many emotions, but it was different once you step on that field. Once you step on the field, it's just another soccer game. And it was great to have my family there, and it was just a blessing to get that start.
How's the communication? How's the camaraderie with you as such a young guy with some of, you know, the dudes that you probably came up watching with, a Nick Raimondo or a Kyle Beckerman? I mean, once you become their teammate and they rely on you, how's that relationship?
Oh, it's great. They're great guys. They help you a lot on the field and off the field. They're always willing to help you if you don't understand something. It's just all around, all the veterans there, great guys, especially Tony. When I was in the academy, I came here, talked to Tony a lot, just asking them questions. And then when Will Johnson was also here, he was always asked those guys a bunch of questions. And they're just great group of guys who are always willing to help you out when you don't understand something, or even if you're having trouble doing something.
Yeah, those are good guys. And by the way, good guys to model your game after. Tony Beltran works as hard, and he's an iron man back there. I think 115 of the last 130 matches over all competitions Tony started, and obviously Will wasn't here last night with Portland, but nobody worked harder or gave it harder than him. Was there somebody growing up, and maybe it was somebody here, but was there somebody you emulated? Was there somebody as a soccer player you said, this is the guy I want to kind of be like? And maybe it was a Tony Beltran or a Will Johnson, but who was kind of that guy you modeled your game after, Fanny?
Growing up, I watched a lot of European soccer, so it was kind of like Sergio Ramos. But while I was here, I played defensive mid, and actually one of my coaches one time took me and tried to have me model my game after Kyle Beckerman. And I'd watch him a ton and even watching games, so it's always crazy for me once I actually started playing on this team is having him as a teammate, because I always watched him growing up as a kid. So I just try to model my work after guys who work hard. So Tony is a great example for me.
All right, a couple quality performances, some good results, especially in that Open Cup game last night against Portland. And the work's not done. Obviously, this stretch is very significant. A lot of action, a lot of games coming up still in the next month or so. How important is this stretch for you as a team? And do you feel like you're getting things figured out and turned around and that identity established?
It's going well. We just got to maintain to keep guys healthy. And with the heat and everything right now, with a lot of games, it's difficult. But just having the younger guys be ready to be able to step up, like me or Justin Glad, who's also very young, and having us to be mentally prepared to step in those roles.
Well, Fandy, I got to say, I couldn't be happier for you. I'm glad for all the young guys. You and Justin and Sebastian Salcedo's had some time as well. He got in late last night. But keep working hard. Happy for you, and we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.